שלום, אנחנו לומדים בספר
Hello, we're learning in the book to study the 10 ספירות.
אות ה', ניתן לצפות בשידורנו באתר קבלה לעם, ניתן
לצפות Item 5, you can watch a lesson on our site and ask questions there. We started the 10 ספירות, volume 1.
לפי זה תבין
Item 5. You can understand that in Akka, before the second restriction occurred, there wasn't any actual screen except the point of this world, which is the Siyum Raglin, the conclusion of the Raglaim, of the legs. All the above mentioned screens in Ak, Adam Kadmon, above the point of this world, are operations of that screen. It is known that the coarseness of the screen cannot ascend above its place even a bit. Thus, only the effects of the screen rise upward from its place, though they are devoid of any coarseness. Therefore, there isn't any coarseness in screens in Ak, though its screen is the coarsest of all the worlds, being that it is phase four. It is so because this coarseness becomes active only from its Siyum Raglin downward, which is only the point of this world.
Yes, meaning in Ak itself, we don't have any screens, no limitations. It's just light filling all the vessels, according to the vessels themselves. That's why the world of Adam Kadmon is called the world of the Keter, that it just shines with no limits to everyone. And the limitations start from the second restriction, when there's a feeling of a limitation and separating the vessels into bestowing and receiving that are felt after the second restriction. That's why, let's read number 6, and then we'll answer some questions.
Item 6. The second restriction occurred in the world of Atzilut, and the Parsa had been erected between Atzilut and Bia. Due to the ascent of Malchut of Prina, of phase four, from the point of this world to the place of Chazeh of the Patsuf Nekudot of Sagovak, it stopped the light of Atzilut there, and this new end, Siyum, is called Parsa. Therefore, the Siyum Raglin of all the Patsufim of Atzilut occurred in the place of that Parsa. For the light of Ein Sof does not shine anymore, but only the light of Tolada, of results. There is a screen of phase 3 in that parsa and in the raglaim of Arichanpin because of the incorporation of phase 4 in that parsa, as well as the screens of the other parts of him. Thus, from parsa downward, the power of the screen dominates as it stopped the upper light from Ein Sof. However, from Parsa upward, there isn't any form of a screen. Instead, all the above mentioned screens from the screen of Siyum Raglin of Atzilut upward are but operations that rise by the power of the screen of the Siyum Raglin of the five Patsufim of Atzilut. Those receive all their illumination by the screen of the Siyum Raglin, though they do not receive any of its coarseness, as the coarseness of the screen cannot ascend above its place. Therefore, there is no screen whatsoever in all the parts of fame of Atzilut.
This is what we need to remember. We don't maybe understand it completely, but the upper light in its way from above, coming down to us. It goes through all kinds of restrictions and all kinds of limitations towards us in order to give us a place to exist. So it has to restrict itself. But not that the screens themselves really exist, but they all work from Parsa and below. That's why we need to reach the world of Atzilut, and below the Atzilut, only there we can see a place that the created beings can exist. What do they want to ask? I don't know. It's because I didn't answer anything yet. Well, let's say PT 18. What?
Thank you very much. Are Bnei Baruch the representative of the Creator in this world?
No, 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 and I don't want to hear it. 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. What does he mean by saying that the coarseness of the screen cannot rise above its place? What does that mean?
Coarseness can't rise above. It's only where the screen is and below it. That's how we feel the limitation, but not above it.
Says there's no screen in the parts of him of Atzilut whatsoever.
Right, there's only a preparation for all kinds of lights and vessels, all kinds of influences that those who are below the Parsa will demand from the world of Atzilut in order to work with those lights and correct themselves and raise to the world of Atzilut, but not that they can influence it in any way.
What is this concept of coarseness of the screen?
The screen rides upon a coarseness.
What does that mean in terms of actions? The coarseness of the screen.
Masach is the force of resistance that the will to receive has, and the coarseness, the will to receive with a certain vessel, it determines the coarseness of the screen.
Can you give us an example in the 10 of the coarseness of the screen?
No, you don't have such a 10 that has the coarseness of the screen, because your coarseness isn't spiritual yet, it's only corporeal.
And if there is spirituality in the group, then what is coarseness of the screen?
So we'll talk about it when you get there. Hungarian Polish.
Thank you, Rav. What is this place called Chazé de Partsouf de Nekudot de Sag de Ak, where Malchut de Behina Dalet rise to? Why Malchut de Behina Dalet rise to this point specifically and not above that place, like to Tabur? What is this place?
That is the connection between Bina and Malchut, where the qualities of Malchut and Bina exist. That's why the Malchut ascends up till there. Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav, he writes that the coarseness begins to work only from the Siyum HaGilin downward at the point of this world. What is that point?
That's where the will to receive is revealed in a way that it's not covered with a screen. So there we can reveal, we're talking towards the created beings, that there we can reveal the coarseness. PT
22. Yeah, what does it mean that there is no screen in Ak before the second restriction? There is Osh of Gagata, isn't it?
It's not screens. We'll learn, it's coming up in tests. It's not called a screen yet, because the will to receive still hasn't been revealed in its true form. That's why also the screen isn't.
Nif.
Niv.
Chapter 15. Chapter 15 explains the issue of Keter and Abiyah in the five Patsufim of Atzilut and all the degrees and all the degrees. Item 1. We shall now explain the discernments of Keter and Abiyah in the five Patsufim of Atzilut. Arichanpin is the Keter, and the upper Avavim that clothed Arichanpin from
Pe
to his chazeh or Atzilut. Yesut, which clothed Arichanpin from the chazeh to the tabu, or Bria. And Zeranpin and Malchut, which clothed Arichanpin from tabu downward, are Yetzira and Asiya.
What he's saying is that every structure can be divided into five parts. If it's the general structure of all of reality, so the five parts are called worlds. If we take every part on its own, every world, so we divide it into five parts, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, and we call them Partsufim. If we also take a Partsuf, it also divides into five parts. We call those five parts Sfirot, spheres, and so on. That's it. Next.
Ot Bet, Koteret.
Item 2.
The title.
The overhead text. The parsa in the chazeh of Atzilut is incorporation from the general parsa by which the world of Atzilut itself is divided into Abiyah. Item 2. The reason for these names is that after Partsuf Nekudot of Sag of Ak has been divided at the Chazeh, the world of Atzilut stands from the Chazeh upward, and the three worlds Bia stand from the Chazeh downward, emanating from the line of Ein Sof, the light of Ein Sof. As has been written in the previous chapter, it is also contained in the world of Atzilut itself, as incorporation of the upper one from the lower one. Arichanpin is a rudiment of the world of Atzilut, because as every level of 10 Sfirot is measured by its highest Sfira, so each world is measured according to the level of its first Partsuf, divided at the Chazeh. It is regarded as Atzilut from the Chazeh upward, and as Bia in Atzilut from the Chazeh downward. The parsa in the place of the Chazeh of Arichanpin is an incorporation from the general parsa that stands under the siyum, the end of the entire Atzilut. Thus, Arichanpin itself, whose Rosh head is exposed without clothing, is regarded as Keter. Abba ve'ima, which clothe it from to the Chazeh, are clean even from the incorporation of the Parsa, and are considered as Atzilut. Yesut, however, that stands below Parsa at the Chazeh of Arichanpin, where the general Parsa is incorporated, are regarded as Bria. Zeranpin clothes only Nehi, Netzachot Yesod of Arichanpin, and is regarded as Yetzira. And Malchut, which clothes Malchut of Arichanpin, is regarded as Asiya. Now you can see how the three worlds Bia are connected in Yesut and Zon of Atzilut, which clothe from the Chazeh of Arichanpin downward.
So also here, what does he want to say? That everything is divided into five parts. Keter Chochma, Bina, Zeran, Bin Malchut. In the worlds, we're speaking of Parzufim called Galgalta Absag Mabon, or from the world of Atzilut, we give them different names because there we have the second restriction. And the worlds in the Parzufim change to Atik Arihan Bin Abaveima Yisut Zeran Bin and Nukva. And in such a way, but all in all, nothing is new. It's because the Partsufim have limitations the way they accept the upper light within them. They work with screens, and according to that, that are weaker. The upper light is revealed in them in a weaker manner. And that's why their names also change. No more than that.
Kiev.
Но если эта структура как бы для всех ступеней, как он здесь пишет, ну, равнозначна.
Is this structure true for all the degrees? What about Parsa? Should this division be there too?
Yes, of course the Parsa exists in all the Partsufim, in all the worlds, that it's the difference, the vessels of bestowal are above the Parsa and the vessels of reception are below the Parsa.
But if we bring it to our work in the 10,
try. The vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal. Vessels or desires where you can bestow are above the pulsa. Desires where you can't bestow are below the pulsa.
Merkaz Echad.
Center 1.
What can we learn from the world of Atzilut having no masach, no screen in it?
That in the world of Atzilut you do have screens, but not screens that diminish the lights. But according to you, you can receive all the lights all the way to Ein Sof.
Item 3. Just like the world of Atzilut is divided into a Bia by the power of the incorporation of the general Parsa, so each and every degree is divided into inner Abia. Item 3. That explains the matter of the 10 sefirot of Keter and Abia in every single Patsuf in the Patsufim of Abia. As we have learned in the general world of Atzilut, which is Arichan Pin, that was divided at the Chazeh, whose Rosh, whose head is Keter, from its mouth to the Chazeh, it is Atzilut. Also from Chazeh, chest, to Tabu, it is Bria. And from Tabu down, there are Yetzirah and Asiya. Thus, all the inner Partsufim of Abia are incorporated in it. In each and every Partsuf in them, the Rosh is regarded as Keter, from Pe to Chazeh, as Atzilut, and from Chazeh to Tabu, as Bria. Finally, from Tabu down, it is regarded as Yetzirah and Asiya.
This is the way he gives us this general division, and there's no more than that here. Every place we can state things, whether in Sfirot, or worlds, or Patsufim, or the body parts of that Patsuf, and that's how it is. But it's different names, so we can very quick see what we're speaking about. Here we finished the third part of Tes. And right away we are going to go to the fourth.
So, part
4 in the study of the 10 Sefirot. The 10 Sefirot of Akudim, containing 6 parts. Should I read the top text? I should.
Yes, of course.
So chapter 1 explains Rosh from the Rosh and Guf body of Adam Kadmon down to Tabo. There is no actual vessel in the 10 Sefirot of the Rosh, and in the 10 Sefirot of the Guf, there is actually one vessel, Kli, called Ketel. The 10 Sefirot in this vessel are estimated according to their distance from phase 4. Since they are in a single vessel, they are called Akudim, tied. Item 1, the words of the Uri. We do not have the strength to study prior to the world of Atzilut. 1. You already know that we have no strength to study prior to the emanation of the Ten Sefirot or imagine any image or shape whatsoever. However, to simplify matters, we do need to speak allegorically. Therefore, even if we speak of a picture that is up there, it is only to simplify matters. Item 1.
No, number 2.
Item 2. Overhead text. The 10 Sefirot of Atzilut are lights and vessels. In order to connect to their roots above, we must speak in a gradual order from the Rosh to the Sof, from the head to the end. Item 2. However, you should know that the 10 Sefirot of Atzilut are two matters. The first is the expansion of spirituality, and the second is vessels and organs, where the Atzmut, the self, expands. All this must have a root above for these two discernments, and therefore we need to speak of the order of degrees from Rosh to Sof, top to bottom.
Okay, 3.
Item 3, overhead text. The lights of the Guf of Ak from Pe to Tabo are called Akudim, tied. 3. It is written, and saw in a dream, and behold, the he-goat, which leaped upon the flock, were tied, and Akudim, Nekudim, and Budim, and...
This is from the Torah about Jacob's dream.
It is also written, for I have seen all that Laban, white, does to you. This verse implies all the discernments we discuss here. Laban, which means white in Hebrew, is the upper loven, whiteness, that precedes all this Atzilut and makes all these discernments, namely Akudim, Nekudim, and Budim. For the purpose of Atzilut that will emanate after them, he is called by the name Yaakov, Jacob, and began with Akudim, as they are the lights that stem from the Peh of Adam Kadmon, the manifestation of Havayot, of the vessels, commenced or started in them, since the 10 inner and surrounding lights are tied and connected together in a single vessel. For this reason, it is called Akudim, tied, from the words, and bound Isaac, tied Isaac, meaning tied him. Akud.
Oddalet.
Or?
Item 4.
Ze beze, michutz lape, noldu havayot kelim.
The havayot of the vessels were born from the mutual striking of light, of surrounding light and inner light outside the Peh. 4. In the bonding of the inner lights with the lights, with the surrounding light, they are connected inside the Peh. Consequently, when they emerge together outside the Peh, bound together, they strike and beat on each other. And the havayot of their vessels are born from the beating.
Keep going.
Item 5. There are no vessels prior to Akudim, meaning in the 10 Sefirot of the Rosh of Ak. 5. Prior to the existence of Akudim, the Arpalite could not clothe any vessel. That is because the vessels could not tolerate it, and the light did not clothe the vessel until the expansion of that great light came to the discernment of Akudim. Then a reality of a single vessel for that great light has been made, and there began a certain limitation of that of the light in Atzilut, which could not have been done thus far.
Meaning he is giving us in part four, in the beginning, he's describing the general structure. What happens with the lights or the vessels in the world of Akudim? Because from here, we are going to speak about the rest of the worlds, Nikudim and Budim.
Okay, I don't see, besides Kiev, there's no one asking. But it's good that we heard it. It will keep it in our minds. We'll get used to it, and afterwards we will learn more. Part four is important in that it gives us an elaboration, a detailing in its inner observation on all the lights and vessels and records, etc. But again, this is all only in addition to the connection that we have to do between us in the tents. There is our main work. Kiev 1.
I wanted to ask, what are those worlds of Akudim, Budim, Nikudim?
The Akudim are the world of Adam Kadmon. Nikudim, dotted, is the world of Nikudim, below Tabu of the world of Adam Kadmon. And Budim, the grizzled, are the worlds of Buyut Yitzir Asiya. We will learn it. These are the three types of worlds that exist in the general world. Akudim, Nikudim, Budim. All the parts of Him of Adam Kadmon that are in the first restriction are the world of Akudim, tied in one vessel. This is why they're called Akudim, tied. Afterwards comes the world of Nikudim, dotted, because it was 100 Nikudot, dots of Sag, and in it exists the second restriction, and the world of Budim was done after the breaking. It exists including the worlds of Atzilut, Briya, Yetzirah, Asiyah that were erected as a result of the breaking of the vessels. And it's an example of how we have to correct our vessel of Adam Rishon. That's it. And we still have to switch to the next part. What is it?
We will go to the next part from the book, Bush Burning in